The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Evidence of depopulation. Yeah, you hear people talk about it. We like to bring you just the overwhelming evidence so it's undeniable. Although a lot of people like to ignore what is the obvious. They'll see this title and maybe watch about 30 seconds and then get scared and not watch the whole thing. But if you do not want to be fooled by all this globalist propaganda and the media's propaganda, and you want the truth on the vaccine, you've come to the right place. The vaccine is working, let me tell you that. If you're somebody who wants to depopulate our planet, then it's working quite well. If you want the vaccine to actually save people's lives, well, then it's the opposite of what you want. If you ignore this video and you ignore the information that I'm about to bring to you, and you go out and get another jab, you will regret that decision. I feel bad for these people that do that. I know some people in their flesh are like, well, if they're going to do it, then they have to suffer the consequences. No, watch Dan Bongino's video where he regrets the pressure that he got and gave into to get the vaccine, and it breaks your heart. And that's how it is for all these people. Look, folks, without the wisdom of God, people are lost. And we have to realize people are lost. There are evil people out there with sinister reasons, but the people that are going out and getting the vaccine, they're victims. And we have to keep that in mind always. You're a victim if you went out and got the vaccine. And I am someone who has been fighting for you. Even those who have hated me, even those who have called me names, called me a conspiracy theorist, try to discredit, they try to engage with you on social media and try to get you to, that doesn't work with me. But anyways, but they want you to. Even those people, I'm doing this for them in the hopes that one day they wake up. One day their eyes will open and then they will realize we're the truth tellers. We're the ones doing this really out of love for humanity. And it's my Christianity that gives me that love. And if you don't have that, then you're going to be lost, especially in this day and age when everything is the opposite of the truth, that especially the mainstream media, they just bombard you with lies, flat out false lies. But we are giving you the truth. I'm glad it's breaking through. Let's jump right into it because I can't waste time because I got a lot of information. First, let's give you massive information, massive evidence of depopulation. And it like all comes from official government records. The expose has done a fantastic job and they sum things up here. And I can't give you everything in this article because they give you all the data and links to it and stuff, but I can give you the highlights, and the highlights are a ton. This is great stuff. If you don't know anything about the vaccine, you're going to be more informed in just a few seconds or a minute than most people in the world, just from this alone. Take a listen.
Official government reports prove COVID-19 vaccination is causing mass depopulation, and confidential Pfizer docs prove your government knew it would happen. You may find some of the following claims initially hard to believe, but we can assure you that each and everyone has been extracted from official government-approved documents. If you are willing to read on, then you are about to stumble on the most comprehensive selection of evidence that proves COVID-19 vaccination is in effect causing mass depopulation, and your government knew it would happen. We will reference each and every document for you to fact-check the claims yourselves. Here are the highlights of the evidence. Official government reports prove tens to hundreds of thousands of excess deaths are being recorded every single week all around the world when compared to the expected five-year average. Official government reports prove one in every 73 COVID-19 vaccinated people were sadly dead by the end of May 2022, Official government reports prove the COVID-19 injections are at least 75x deadlier than every other vaccine combined. Official government reports prove mortality rates per 100,000 are the lowest among the unvaccinated in every single age group. Official government reports prove it takes just 5 months for the elevated mortality rate among the vaccinated to be realized. Official government reports prove COVID-19 vaccination weakens the immune system. Official government reports prove over 9 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths in 2022 have been among the vaccinated population. Official government reports prove birth rates are falling and newborn baby deaths are hitting critical levels. Official government reports prove COVID-19 vaccination increases the risk of suffering a miscarriage by at least 1,517%. Official government reports prove COVID-19 vaccination increases the risk of developing cancer.
Now, folks, there's more. I'm going to give you more. But if you're doubting any of that, there'll be a link below this video. The expose wants you to challenge them and not believe them and go look at the actual data. And they have tons of charts. I can't give you all of this, but you can go look it up yourself because there's so much I need to get to. And plus, you know, if I keep just giving all the charts and stuff, some people will just not pay attention and drift off. And I don't want you drifting off. The next part of this article is not just the evidence of depopulation, but evidence that your government, and they're talking about the UK government, but also the United States government, because they get a lot of data from both, but especially the UK government, because the expose is out of the UK. They knew that this would happen. Take a listen.
Evidence your government knew it would happen. Confidential Pfizer documents reveal 90% of COVID-19 vaccinated pregnant women lost their baby, but your government and medicine regulators chose to ignore the data. Official government documents prove both Pfizer and medicine regulators hid the dangers of COVID-19 vaccination during pregnancy because the limited animal study performed found an increased risk of birth defects and infertility. Confidential Pfizer documents reveal the COVID-19 vaccine accumulates in all parts of the body, including the ovaries, and cases of ovarian cancer are now at an all-time high. Confidential Pfizer documents reveal evidence of autoimmune disease and vaccine-associated enhanced disease, but your government and medicine regulators chose to ignore it. Confidential Pfizer documents reveal tens of thousands of reported adverse events and thousands of deaths in the first 90 days of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. But your government and medicine regulators chose to ignore it.
Yeah, they did. They did. They chose to ignore it. What does that all prove? Look, they knew that this was going to happen, which proves they want depopulation. You know what really proves that they want depopulation? This isn't the mainstream. This is not, no one can say that the stuff we have reported on now is conspiracy theories. It's scientific facts that this stuff has happened, and it's government data. And as I've always said, these are the best case scenario stuff, the stuff that we usually bring you. Because we usually are bringing you stuff that comes from the government that is already squashing. It's always worse than what we even present. What we present and we present is bad. It's worse than what we present almost always. Maybe not in every single piece of information we give, but a lot of times, especially if it's coming from the government, realize those are like, that's their best foot forward crap. So the fact that the government knows all this and doesn't try to pull it, it's the most dangerous vaccine. Combine all vaccines in the history of the world, combine them all, and they don't even make up like 1% of the damage this vaccine has done. I don't know what the exact stats are, but I think it's less than 1% if you actually did the stats on that. And that's using their squashed stats. That's what I'm saying. They would pull this in a second if they weren't trying to depopulate. If they didn't want people to die to save the planet, which makes no sense whatsoever, but like they're in the big belief of killing people to save future generations. If we kill this generation with vaccines, it'll save future generations from global warming, except for those future generations will never be born because we're sterilizing everybody and don't want them to actually have kids. But don't worry, we're doing it for the future. Yeah. They're doing it so there is no future. We can't let them succeed. So I am so glad that this is on Fox News, finally. Those of you who have been watching my show regularly, the stuff I'm about to show you from Fox News is stuff you've known for an extremely long time, for a year to 2 years.
a span of time. We've been all the way back giving you information that others wouldn't give you. And now Fox News is finally reporting, and I'm very glad they're doing it. I wish they had done it when I was begging them to do it a year ago and begging them to do it. But at least they're doing it now, because that can cause the tipping point to really accelerate. I think we've hit the tipping point because of this, and it's going to accelerate. They are going to be exposed. The world is going to know that they have been poisoned, but not, it's not going to be fully embraced by the time this next vaccine rolls out. So pay attention to this next stuff that I'm going to give you from Fox News. Pay attention, because the next vaccine, I have a gut feeling, is going to be calibrated to the point where you can get it, you'll seem fine for a few months, and then you're not going to be fine. That's my gut feeling. I think they've been calibrated, because remember, they gave you different doses. We know that for a fact too. Everyone who went out and got the vaccine and booster shots, you didn't all get the same stuff. That's all illegal, by the way. They're committing crimes by doing this, but we know for sure they did it. That's why you have the website, How Bad Is My Batch, where they can scientifically track certain batches that have caused the majority of this damage. So they were calibrating. I think they're done calibrating. That's my fear. And then this next rollout in the fall, which we're almost here, this next rollout could be the calibrated version, which they need it to be a few months before your immune system is completely damaged. They don't want it to happen within the first 30 days, because I think officially, if it's within 30 days of a vaccination, officially you have to assume the vaccination was the cause of someone's death. But if it's past 30 days and this damages the immune system and permanently damages it, so that, yeah, most people will live way past 30 days, I think they've calibrated it for that. But that's a guess. I don't have scientific facts on that. It's just from doing this show, doing this for a living, my gut is telling me that. That's just my gut. I could be wrong, but I haven't been wrong on what I thought was coming really yet on all this vaccine stuff. Been nailing it every time. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know for sure on this, but let me get to Tucker, because he had a whole bunch of great stuff that we have already reported. But even if you know some of this stuff, there could be some stuff that you missed. So take a listen.
Now that we can blame Donald Trump for the vaccine, we can finally tell the truth about the vaccine without being fired or attacked or thrown off the internet. We really should have thought of this earlier, because it feels good, the freedom of this. So let's take a moment to talk about Donald Trump's vaccine and why it seems to be, among other things, dramatically raising death rates among young people. According to data from New Zealand, the government there, for example, children who were vaccinated between the ages of 10 and 19 were more likely, not less likely, more likely to die within a month of vaccination than those who didn't take the vaccine in the same age group. And it's not just the New Zealand government that has found this. This summer, a Dutch researcher called André Rader published a paper entitled COVID-19 Vaccinations and All-Cause Mortality. The research analyzed hundreds of cities and towns. What did it find? Quote, "We could not observe a mortality-reducing effect of vaccination in Dutch municipalities after vaccination and booster campaigns. We did find a 4-sigma significant mortality-enhancing effect during the two periods of high unexplained excess mortality." Oh, so the data suggest, don't prove, but suggest, the vaccine may be killing people. Unexplained mortality is also on the rise in many other countries, Australia, England, Wales. So why is Donald Trump's vaccine doing all of this in other countries? Well, we can't be sure. But as Alex Berenson reported on his Substack recently, the Canadian government is seeing a similar problem at huge scale. As of this summer, people who took Donald Trump's vaccine in the Canadian province of Manitoba are roughly 50% more likely than the unvaccinated to be hospitalized or die from COVID. Again, to pause, how bad is Donald Trump's vaccine? So bad that people who take it are more likely to die of COVID. Now, we have data from more Canadian provinces, but they seem to be hiding it now. On July 28th, the province of British Columbia announced it would stop reporting the number of deaths that occurred in people who have taken the COVID booster. Wow, why is that? Don't ask, you're not allowed to. Oh, we are now, because it's a Trump crime. The charts are also missing somehow from the Internet Archive, which is widely known, of course, as a front for Russian operatives working on behalf of who? Donald Trump. But we do have the most recent available data. What do those show? Well, they show that 70% of all deaths in that province occurred in people who were boosted, even though boosted individuals make up just half the province's population. Do the math on that for a minute. Well, your first reaction might be, oh, well, vaccinated and boosted people tend to be older, so of course they're dying at a greater rate. It has nothing to do with the shot. But then you look deeper. You read, for example, the Lancet article entitled Risk of Infection, Hospitalization, and Death Up to 9 Months After a Second Dose of the COVID-19 Vaccine. And that piece shows that people over the age of 80 have worse outcomes. And by worse, we mean more hospitalizations, more deaths when they're vaccinated than when they are unvaccinated. So it turns out, when Donald Trump told you, as he did hundreds of times, certainly you must remember this, that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, it turned out to be exactly the opposite.
Yeah, because everything they're telling you is the opposite. And folks, it's way worse than what they're even reporting. Let me quickly give you this headline, and then I'm going to go back to Tucker. So pick off where I left off. It's worse than what they're saying, especially in America. Here's a headline from the expose. UK government confirms 9 in every 10 COVID deaths over the last year have been among the fully or triple vaxxed. And when you get deeper into the article, which I'm not going to give you because I got to get back to Tucker and give you more of what he had to do and say, because I'm loving that it's leased on something that's reaching massive amounts of people, Fox News. 91 to 94%. If it's after April, the article says it's 94% of the people who are dying of COVID are either are considered technically fully vaxxed, triple vaxxed. The more you get vaccinated, the more dangerous it is. You better not go out and get this next vaccine that they're going to roll out, because this is what gives me that gut feeling, those kind of stats. Anyways, let's go back to Tucker. Take a listen to more from Tucker Carlson.
And we're seeing this in a lot of different places, in a lot of different data sets. In fact, as Kenji Yamamoto wrote in the Journal of Virology, quote, the Lancet study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses of COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among unvaccinated individuals. Well, that sounds like it's hurting people's immune system in a profound way. As the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology put it after an independent study, quote, vaccination introduces a profound impairment in type 1 interferon signaling, which has diverse adverse consequences to human health. Well, that doesn't sound good. What consequences could they be talking about? Well, in July, the German government put out a tweet stating that at least one out of every 5,000 COVID shots causes, quote, serious side effects. One in 5,000, really? This is a shot that was taken by hundreds of millions of people, including in this country. What effects are they talking about? Well, those would include decreased sperm counts. The journal Andrology reported in June that there was a 22% average drop in total sperm count in samples taken 3 to 5 months after the second Pfizer dose of the vax. Donald Trump's vax. On top of that, there is heart inflammation, myocarditis, which is now suddenly famous in neighborhoods across the country because everyone seems to know someone else's son who has it. In December of last year, researchers at Oxford found that, quote, myocarditis risk was increased during 1 to 28 days following a third dose of the vaccine. Associations were strongest in males younger than 40 years for all vaccine types. But you knew that because you're seeing it among people you know.
Hold on. Remember, myocarditis is incurable. If your child gets diagnosed with it, it means that vaccine has taken years off your child's life. I can't sugarcoat things. It's and I don't know how many years it takes off. It could take off, depending on how severe it is, most of their life. Hopefully not. Hopefully it only takes off a few. But the heart cannot repair itself. So there is no such thing as a mild myocarditis condition. It's severe, always. More from Tucker.
And no one's talking about it. We're not allowed to talk about it, but now we can, because Trump did it. Researchers in Israel, meanwhile, found that vaccination increased the 42-day risk of myocarditis by a factor of 3. This is a very serious heart condition, not a small finding. Now, you may have also noticed the rise in young athletes dying of heart attacks in recent months, something you're not allowed to notice, but you probably can't help yourself. For example, a 37-year-old cycling champion in Scotland called Rab Wardell just died of a heart attack 2 days after winning a national mountain biking championship. Can't say he was out of shape. Maybe it wasn't vax-related. Have you seen that a lot before? And then there were those five doctors you may have read about in Toronto who died in the same month in July. Now, of that group of five dead physicians, there was a 27-year-old triathlete who died after a swimming competition and a 50-year-old Olympian who died after a run. So these are not people who are sitting on the couch smoking weed and eating Doritos.
Folks, it's good the stuff that we have reported on is hitting mainstream because this will be a tipping point. Let me give you some of the stuff that we bring to you that usually doesn't hit the huge mainstream stuff like Dr. Peter McCullough, but it's starting to now, and it's fantastic. He was on with Dr. Gina, and Dr. Gina Primetime is the show on Real America's Voice, and they were at the Gateway to Freedom Conference. Take a listen.
We've never had a vaccine that's given in the arm that has any meaningful effect on a respiratory infection, let alone one that starts in the sinuses. And that includes the influenza vaccine, which is minimally effective, the pneumococcal vaccine. So it started out as it was a moonshot. And now, as you've pointed out, there are large numbers of deaths, injuries, and disabilities that are occurring after the vaccine. And worldwide bodies are calling for them to be removed from the market.
And if they don't remove it from the market, it's because they're for depopulation. Is my title an exaggeration? Well, if you saw all the evidence I just brought to you, and this is just a sliver, go look at my show and look at all the past episodes, and you will be overwhelmed to where you can't even bear how much information we have given you on how awful this vaccine is. I wanted you to hear Dr. Peter McCullough say something that I had pounded and pounded, and more people need to pound it. You cannot inject, and I learned this from Dr. Bhakti, not Dr. Peter McCullough, but I'm glad Dr. Peter McCullough is saying it because I usually don't hear anyone else but Dr. Bhakti say this. You cannot inject yourself in your bloodstream to get antibodies to protect your respiratory and digestive tract. Two different systems. So as soon as they inject your blood, you know it can't help you with an airborne virus. It's scientifically impossible. They knew that when they gave it to you. They flat out lied. That's how I knew the vaccine wouldn't work from the very beginning when I heard that from Dr. Bhakti before people were really even getting the vaccine. That's how I knew. There's no way it can work. And if you are a victim of these punks, I would try to sue, even though they're not supposed to be allowed to be sued. I think everyone should be trying to sue. I think 100 million lawsuits should be going right now. Put your faith in Jesus. That's all I can tell you to do. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. That's why I told you that. See ya! Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.